Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Two maggot-infested puppies left outside Philadelphia's animal care and control facility in North Philadelphia in a box are in critical condition and receiving life-saving care. KYW's John McDevitt reports investigators are asking for the public's help to locate two women caught on security cameras.
The puppies are believed to be shepherd mixes and around 3 months old. ACT Philly's cameras show two women pulling up in a car and bringing a box up to the door. Staff members discovered the pups inside the box in very bad shape with necrotic wounds and covered in maggots. ACT Philly called the Pennsylvania SPCA, where Jillian Coker is a spokesperson.
Our animal law enforcement team is investigating this, and we were able to obtain a video from ACT Philly of the individuals in question. So really at this point, what we're hoping to do is, of course, identify these individuals and question them just about the situation and hopefully to find out if there are other animals that may be in the same condition as the puppies that, you know, were left outside.
The PSSPCA is asking anyone with information about the individual's identities or whereabouts to leave tips at its cruelty hotline, 866-601-7722, or cruelty@pspca.org. Tips can be left anonymously.
And you can see the video of the women on our website, kywnewsradio.com. An Abington man who was required to register with Pennsylvania's sex offenders list, known as Megan's Law, is back in jail after police say he was caught with illicit photos of children. Again, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Abington police say 36-year-old Kevin Bader from Edgewood Avenue was required to share all phone numbers and email addresses as part of a 2015 conviction for sexual abuse of children and possession of child sexual abuse material. But Abington detective Lieutenant Kevin McGee says they got a tip from Snapchat and tracked it back to Bader, then found Bader had devices with what a criminal complaint says is more than 11,000 images and videos of CSAM, or child sexual abuse materials.
Mr. Bader's just a terrible individual. He's been arrested before in 2015 for Megan's Law offenses, and he has since reoffended.
The criminal complaint quotes chat messages alleged to be from Bader, where he says, "Oh, trust me, I can get very nasty myself," then goes on to discuss what the messages describe as dirty and depraved. In addition to the over 11,000 items that are the basis for the new charges, the complaint says there were thousands and thousands of photos of girls ranging from toddler to teen in bathing suits, underwear, or revealing lingerie. The complaint says were not included in the criminal charges.
Two congressmen from South Jersey toured Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst yesterday. Afterward, the Pentagon is planning to use it to hold immigrant detainees. But as KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, it was a frustrating tour.
Congressmen Herb Conaway and Donald Norcross met with the Joint Base leadership Friday to learn about plans by the Department of Defense to use the base as a migrant detention center. Meeting with reporters afterward, Conaway said the base leaders didn't know the specifics of plans to house immigrant detainees.
They are as much in the dark as we are about what may happen.
A Pentagon memo says the Burlington County base would be used to hold 1,000 to 3,000 migrants. The operation would be run by DHS and ICE, not by the military. Norcross said as a member of the Armed Services Committee, he's been trying to learn more about the plan, but has been told nothing.
I have never in my 11 years of being in Congress have been shut out by our own government trying to get the information on what might or might not happen on a base that happens to be in our backyard.
The Congress members said they wanted to be sure that if migrants were to be held at Fort Dix, that they were treated humanely and that the action would not affect the military mission of the base.
The 400 block of South Broad Street will soon be known as Teddy Pendergrass Way. The late, great R&B singer's widow will join city leaders this weekend to rename a portion of the Avenue of the Arts for the lead man from Howard Melvin and the Blue Notes. Here's KYW's Sonny Morgan with a preview.
One of Philadelphia's most recognizable voices will be honored with his own section of Broad Street Saturday afternoon. Teddy Pendergrass was born and raised in North Philly and spent most of his adult life in the city. Longtime radio host Patty Jackson.
When you think about Philadelphia as a music city, Teddy Pendergrass is right there with the songs that he made that are known all over the world.
A March 1982 car accident on Lincoln Drive left him paralyzed from the chest down and almost stopped his career. Pendergrass died in January 2010 and would have turned 75 in March of this year.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.